Hang on, Andrew.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. You're on speaker.
Hello? Can you hear me, Nana?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Wait, hang on, Andrew. Let me get louder for her. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good. That sounds good. I don't hear the echo. Okay, cool. Cool.
Is that good either?
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to ask some questions just about today's topic, Nana, is your childhood, okay? So get ready to think back to, you know, a couple years ago, and we'll try to get some cool stories.
A couple of years ago, Andrew.
Yeah, a few years back, a few decades back, maybe. Okay, cool. So, yeah, so honestly, Nana, I feel like I don't know, like, a whole lot. So I'm just kind of curious, like, obviously your parents were from Italy, and, like, you were born in America, correct?
Right.
So what was, like, where were you born? Were you born near Watertown? Did you always live in Watertown?
Born
or no, you
in
lived
the
in
North
Boston, right?
Head.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I was born right in the heart of the North End.
Really? And then did you guys live there for...
Where all the action took place.
What is that?
Not a hospital.
What does that mean?
I was not born in a hospital. I was born at home.
Wow.
I was born right in the middle, actually, of everything.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
I was born at North Square.
Hmm.
I know who my what have delivered me.
Midwife?
My midwife's name was Parsons. Virginia Parsons. She
cool.
is the one. The reason why I know it, I have my
birth certificate.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you have it with you now? You still have it?
It might be in the papers that I have.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But it was Virginia Parsons.
Interesting. Cool. So could you just tell me, like, a little bit about, like, I don't know, maybe, like, hobbies you had as a kid, or just kind of, like, something you remember, like, from your childhood in Boston that you just kind of might have done with, like, neighbors or family or something like that?
What we did have, Andrew, an awful lot of, and I think I don't mean to preach, but I think what's missing today is family.
Yeah.
Family togethers. And everything was family.
So tell Andrew, I'm going to interrupt just to prompt Nana.
Sure.
She was 14 years younger than her closest sibling. Tell Andrew how you went in the summers. You would go to the farm, to Auntie Teresa's farm, because she was so much younger than her sibling.
Okay. Yeah, you sure. Know. I'd love to hear that.
Auntie Teresa's sister-in-law, Jenny, had a farm, big farm.
So your sister's sister-in-law had a farm.
Right.
Okay.
And what we would do on Saturdays, we would candle the eggs.
What does that mean?
When you candle now they're done automatically, but earlier years, candling the eggs meant putting the whole egg up toward a light, like a candle, to find out if it was okay, if the egg was okay to use.
Yeah.
And that's what the candling meant.
Wow. And you did that
with
your family?
That was exciting.
So
yeah.
Nana grew up in the city, but she spent a lot of time
on
the farm.
Okay. And where was
I
the farm?
I learned how to drive on a truck.
Whoa. When you were young?
Yep. The boys. Auntie Teresa's nephews.
No, her children. Her children, your nephews.
No.
Oh.
Auntie Teresa's nephews.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, Mom, let Nana talk. She knows.
All right.
Cool. So where was the farm, Nana?
It was in Medway.
Okay. So not that far.
And right, if you drive by it now, you will see half a million, more than half a million dollar houses.
Wow. Yeah. So cool. When you talked about like with a lot of family, can you just like elaborate on like, are we talking like fully extended families and like your cousins?
About my auntie, my two aunties, little aunt and big aunt.
That's true, Andrew. That's what we call them, little aunt and big aunt.
Okay, nice.
And you, Judy.
What, little? No, you explain it. Well, they were both named, one was Matilda and one was, what was the other one's name?
Clementina.
And they were my Nonna's sisters. And one was little and one was big, so we always called them little aunt and big aunt.
To distinguish which one.
Even though they had different names?
Yeah,
that's nice.
We would distinguish little aunt and big aunt.
That's cool.
Now, big aunt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't have too much to say. Little aunt had a lot to say.
What, like, what do you mean? Like, what kind of stuff did they say? Just... like,
well, they talk about, you know, about something, and little aunt would say, well, this is this, and that would be the end of the subject.
Wow. So she was pretty, people listened to her.
But remember, my mother was boss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My mother had the last word.
And was your mother... relate, like, were they sisters? Your the aunts here? Was that your mom's sister?
My mother was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle Joe.
He was the youngest, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'm trying to get them to age. Was the oldest. My little aunt was right after me.
Your Nana's daughter. So it was Nana.
Yeah.
Was the oldest. And then who was next? Matilda or Clementina?
The oldest, Clementina.
Clementina. And then Matilda. And then Joe.
Okay, cool. And this was like every weekend?
I would go to the farm almost every weekend.
Wow.
Like, when would the family come over to the apartment? Like, when would you see your aunts and stuff?
Oh, we'd see them at family
events?
Family events, yeah.
Okay.
And, like, Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering, like, besides that, I guess that's really cool, and I never knew that. But like in the North End, was it ever like, I don't know, was it hard like growing up? Did you guys have like a small place? I mean, obviously like stuff was a lot different back then, but I'm just curious about that kind of stuff.
But did we have a what?
A small apartment. What was it like growing up?
Yeah, we had a very small apartment, Andrew.
And you didn't have a lot of money, did you?
And we had, that was definite. We didn't. And the playground was a street.
Just right outside?
Yeah, the street outside. That was our playground. That's where we learned how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm. And were there like other Italian people there too?
Oh my God, it was loaded with Italians.
My grandmother never spoke English, did not learn how to speak English.
Okay, Mom, let Nana talk here, okay? I know you want to be interviewed, but...
Because what I'm forgetting, she's remembering.
Okay, so tell them about Nana.
Yeah. Nana knew how to speak English. But, spitefully, she wouldn't.
Wow.
So... I got to tell you, she was very spiteful. It was her will or no will.
Oh, interesting.
No. Would you want to know about the North End?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Everything.
Okay. If you did something at 9 o'clock in the morning, I would tell you by 12 noon, everybody knew it.
The whole neighborhood.
And that's what the North End was.
Mm-hmm. So it was really like tight-knit, would you say?
Absolutely.
And did you like that?
And protection, we had nothing to worry about.
Hmm. That's so
we
like...
We were protected.
By other families and stuff.
By other families and especially by the men.
Ah.
Supposedly the gangsters that they were called the gangsters, but they were there and they protected us.
Wow, that's really cool. That's nice of them. Hopefully they were friendly. Obviously
we
not.
We had no fear.
No
at
what?
All.
No fear. Okay, cool.
From anything, from drugs. One day I was having lunch, and my friend and I were sitting at the counter, and this person named Danny, his name was Danny,
mm-hmm.
came out with something in his hands, and he went up to the person sitting next to me, and I heard him say, "If you come in with these," and I won't tell you what he said, "again, you're going to be carried out."
Oh, my goodness. So that must have been really cool to have that kind
drugs.
Of protection
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Drugs.
Yeah, I picked up that he had drugs.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay.
Yep. Wow. That's really cool. So... elaborating on that,
that's
like,
how,
yeah, go ahead.
That's how protected we were.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. So yeah, elaborating on that, did that like, I don't know, I guess, I mean, I've heard this story. You could tell it if you want, but my mom has told me the story many times of you like skipping school one day and then you ended up in the paper to go to a concert. And you could tell that story if you'd like, but what I want to get to is like, did you kind of, with this, like, no fear, did you feel like you were kind of, like, rebellious in any way?
Well, when you were followed all the time, yes.
I was followed
with, you know, I couldn't even skip school.
Because of your Nana, or my mom's Nana, your mom?
Yeah, because of my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'd find out.
And then you'd
how?
Be...
How? I yeah. don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
So she's able to go see Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah. Tell that story, Nana. You could tell that story.
Tell the story about going to see Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Frank Sinatra was had come to the Metropolitan or one of the... And a whole bunch of photographers were there with the newspaper. And I was telling my friends, don't go near the newspapers.
But did you skip school to go?
I skipped school.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
I said, don't go near the newspapers.
Bad omen.
So naturally, Andrew, she went near the newspapers. And we were all in the paper yesterday. The next day.
Mm-hmm. And then your mom found out.
Not only my mother, I had a whole bunch of nuns.
Oh boy.
From my high school that I have never forgotten.
And
not just make me forget.
That's great. Cool. Okay. And then, yeah, I guess moving into high school, did you, I guess I'm curious about, you know, religion was a big part of your life and upbringing. And I'm curious, like, what that, you know, like how can, yeah, just, I guess, elaborate on that. 'Cause I'm not too familiar with how serious it was.
You mean how
serious? Elaborate on how religion was such a part of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I will tell you, it was a great part of my life, Andrew. I kid a lot, you know, around how Nana was very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Always had rosaries in her hands and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she meant her religion. And so did I. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
Went to Catholic school, right?
Yeah.
Went to Catholic school.
You know, as your mother was saying, I went to Catholic school, and it was just not like Catholic school going. It meant quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that you felt like kind of part of your identity was part of this, right?
Right, right, right. It just wasn't, you know, being Catholic, it meant something to me.
Hello, sorry.
Hey.
Alex got another call, so then the phone stopped ringing. But yep, can you hear me?
Water, Jake.
You want some water? Yeah.
Yeah. No rush. We'll do one more question, and then that'll be good for this section. But it's really interesting, Nana, hearing about all this you know stuff, because I think it's cool you had a unique you know, perspective. I've like read books about, I don't know, what's that? There's one book that I read about like growing up in Southie, and this seems kind of like similar to that. Obviously different backgrounds, but it's kind of cool hearing that.
Well, you know, growing up where my mother had a lot to say and a lot to do with us,
mm-hmm.
and we obeyed her.
Just like you, Andrew.
Kind of. Yeah, kind of. That's nice. Okay, cool. So.
No.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was no saying no to Nana. She didn't know that word.
Even with your aunts? Like, even when her sisters were saying something to her, it was always her last word?
Oh, her word or no word.
Wow. Wow, what a strong great-grandmother I had. Yeah, I knew that, actually. I knew that. What was her name?
Assunta.
Assunta?
A-S-S-U-N-T-A.
Mm. I never knew that. That is interesting.
Which means risen. R-I-S-E-N.
That's cool. So that's kind of maybe religious as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Everybody, when Nana was born, when they were born, everyone had a religious name.
Mm. Like all your siblings too?
Yep. All of them.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, okay. So I guess going off that, the last thing I want to add is, like, did you feel like, obviously, like, a lot of religion involved, but I'm curious personally from, you know, we're very Italian, about this, like, any kind of, like, Italian customs specifically, maybe not Catholic, but just general, like, Italian stuff that you did growing up?
Well, what I was,
pretty much,
yeah, the feast.
The
we
what?
We had a feast.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call them a feast.
Right. In the North End.
And
we used to have it every year.
Okay.
In the summer.
With, like, other Italian people would all come from the North End.
Absolutely. The streets would be full of Italian. With bands.
And dinners and, like, food and stuff like that.
Mom, did you go to this too?
When I was a little girl, my Nana and Nano took me. When I was a little girl, we used to go every year. It was in August.
Hmm. Cool.
And some we get some people from New York to come in and perform. Some stars that come in and perform.
It was like a 3-day feast. It was huge.
Did you like going to this, Nana?
No. But the word came around that I had to go home.
It was poor. Yeah, but then you took up, so you must have liked going when you were an adult.
I know, but I wanted you to have something of the Italian flavor.
I see. Okay. That's me. Okay.
I didn't want you to miss out on it at all.
That's nice.
Of course.
You do remember.
Of course, yeah, of course.
So therefore, it did work.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember the angel that used to come over?
Yeah, I do. People used to pin money to her.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that's great, guys. I think that is good for today. That was really cool and interesting, honestly. So that's cool. I'm gonna, hopefully we can do this like every week until Easter, and then maybe we can do one in person or just kind of chat. But I really like hearing about this stuff, and yeah, we'll keep
anytime,
we'll keep it going.
Andrew.
For sure. Yeah, this is fun.
I'll tell you some of the times I had with my nephews.
All right. I'm excited. So, if you want, guys, you can think of some stuff that you want to bring up next time, because this is kind of your story, Nana. I'm trying to help, get any thoughts that you might have forgotten about or something.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's so many things that I probably did forget.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yep.
Andrew, can you tell Nana what's happening with the story so she knows?
Sure, yeah. I will read what Lily has sent me. Let's see. So the idea is that, where's this? Okay. Give users guided questions to facilitate storytelling and have the user audio record the interview. That's me. Then we'd curate the audio recording into a beautiful blog style format with the transcribed memory, embed the audio recording, but also add in historical photos and context so that the user can get a better sense of the period of time or event that the memory is about. So kind of the stuff that you're telling me, Nana, there'd be like cool kind of context and maybe some photos we have that we could kind of show on that.
Is it a book or is it a website? Like where
it would be, like a video, I think that would basically be playing bits and pieces of our audio. And then, and then there'd be pictures overlaying it like something you'd see on like the History Channel, except not as there's no story. It's just our story, which is interesting.
The BPL.
What's that?
Had a great exhibition. Of the story, of one of the stories.
The library?
With the feast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay, that'd be. I'll let Lily know that could be something cool to look into. All right.
The big one was called the St. Anthony's Feast,
and that
was St. Anthony. That was a big one.
That was a big one, and that was known as. You don't leave town on that one.
Nana actually went into labor with Auntie Lisa at the feast.
What?
Yeah, so the feast is at the end of August, and when Nana was pregnant with Auntie Lisa, she had to leave the feast because she was in labor with Auntie Lisa.
Wow. That's interesting. Glad she made it okay, and... maybe if she didn't like the feast that much, then it was a good excuse.
I did not like the feast.
Good excuse for me. I'm going to go have a baby now.
Okay. Cool. All right. Awesome. So That's good for today. Thank you guys so much. And, you know, really cool hearing this stuff.
Next time, Andrew.
Yes, love you, Nana, and we'll be talking soon.
Love you, too. There's plenty more stories.
All right, great. Can't wait to hear
it. All right, Andrew, have a good day.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.